Gwen Stefani and Crash. Before that, we heard from Nelly Furtado and Maneater. Nickelback was in there, and Justin Timberlake started off that music mix. Hey, everybody. Jeremy Bradley here on the show. All right, you've been waiting for it. It's making its return on the show. And, of course, I'm talking about Charts Idol. And with American Idol in full swing, we're going to play our favorite game here on the show. It's been a few months since we've done this. Hopefully, I still remember how it works. What we do is we play two clips of people singing a song, and then you send me an email and tell me your thoughts of their performances. Were they good? Were they bad? What would you suggest to them if they were auditioning for you? Pretty simple, pretty fun, pretty embarrassing if they suck. So here's the email address, jb@jbonair.com. That's where you send your email. And in the subject line, you can either type the name of the person or contestant number one or two or whatever. And we'll give you about 15 minutes or so to vote, and then we'll have the judgments in the... Or sorry, we'll have it... It'll just be coming up in the show, don't worry. Alright, so anytime I do this and I'm in charge of pressing the buttons, I usually screw it up and play the wrong thing, or something terrible happens. Let's keep our fingers crossed for me here. And here is contestant one. Contestant one is Katie, who's doing Not Ready to Make Nice.
A baby with no regrets, and I don't mind saying it's a sad, sad story when a mother will teach her daughter that she ought to hate a perfect stranger. And how in the world can the words that I said send somebody so over the edge that they'd write me a letter saying that I'd better shut up and sing or my life will be over.
There we go. So that was Katie. Katie, contestant number one. What did you think of her performance? What advice would you offer her? Send me an email, jb@jbonair.com. Again, in the subject line, you can put contestant one, Katie, whatever you want. Tell me who you're voting for and what you think of her performance. Okay, contestant number two. Stop it. They're already laughing. Okay. Contestant two is Ryan.
But all that we grieve as we join this stampede, you should never take more than you give in the circle of life. It's the wheel of fortune, it's the leap of faith, oh, it's the bend of woe. Until we find our place.
Stop that. All right, and that was Ryan. Circle of Life. What did you think of the performance? What advice would you give? Send me an email. My address, jb@jbonair.com. We'll be hearing your thoughts coming up in just a little bit. So again, contestant one was Katie with Not Ready to Make Nice, and contestant two was Ryan with... Stop it. So contestant two is Ryan with Circle of Life. Your results are coming up in just a little bit. Let's get back into the music, though. We've got a retro flashback standing by, but first here's Beyonce and Irreplaceable. You're listening to Top of the Charts with Jeremy Bradley.
Now with 30% more giggle, here's Jeremy Bradley.
Welcome back to the show. Long time no here, hey? JB here on Charts. We had to get caught up on a few tunes there, so now you've got me once again. All right, earlier in the show, it seems like it was forever, but earlier in the show, we played another round of Charts Idol. We heard from two singers, and you sent in your votes and offered up some advice to the singers. Let's do a recap of the two performances, and then we'll hear from you.
Made my bed and sleep like a baby with no regrets, and I don't mind saying it's a sad, sad story when a mother will teach her daughter that she ought to hate a perfect stranger. And how in the world can the words that I said send somebody so over the edge that they'd write me a letter saying that I'd better shut up and sing or my life will be over.
Listeners speak free.
David writes, Katie wasn't too bad. It reminded me of a karaoke performance at a bar where the girl gets up and just gives her and then passes out at the end of the song. Is that what happened with her? Oh, no. Well, not quite, but thanks for the feedback, David. Gloria writes, I think she did a good job. That is a tough song to sing. I've seen it on Idol shows, and people get lost with the music and screw up on the faster part, but Katie was pretty good. I think she needs a little bit more work, but otherwise, she's not bad. Thanks, Gloria. Emily writes, that Dixie Chick song is probably one of the hardest to sing next to Sin Wagon. I tried performing it one time, and I messed it up so badly. It sounded like Katie was running out of breath, but all in all, I think she gave it a good shot. Dan writes, you've got to be kidding me. If that was a performance rather than just someone throwing their head around after too many drinks, I think she takes the beer can crown and wins your little charts idol hands down. That girl sounded so tanked. Thanks, Dan. All right, let's move on. Let's move on to Ryan.
But all that we grieve as we join this stampede, you should never take more than you get in the circle of life.
Ah, stop it. Okay, just give me that little do-do-do-do thing, and then let's get into it. You guys are so rude. Where's the sound? Give me that little do-do-do-do. The bells. Where are the bells? There we go.
Listeners speak free.
You people are ruthless. All right, Karen writes, Ryan showed a lot of emotion, and I think he just needs to work on his technique, and then he'd be a pretty good singer. Thanks, Karen. Mike writes, don't ever play something like that again. You were making jokes about glass breaking, but I think my cat almost tried to jump out the window when that song started. Please, spare our ears. Oh, no. Lindsay writes, JB, look out, Elton John is going to sue you. Gary writes, was that a guy or a girl? Oh, come on, be nice. Michelle writes, not bad, but I wouldn't quit your day job. Work on clearing out your nostrils first, and then you might actually sound a little bit better. And finally, yes, we've got to stop the brutality. Trevor writes, the way American Idol is going this season, Ryan could probably win the whole show with that performance. Thanks to all of you who sent in your feedback, and we'll have to pass along your messages to our two performers. Katie was a contestant, actually, on Canadian Idol last season, and Ryan tried out this season for American Idol, but didn't make it through, unfortunately. All right, let's get back to the music. We'll hear from the very first American Idol winner, Kelly Clarkson, in just a little bit, and also music from David Usher. But first, here's U2 with Windows in the Sky.
Top of the charts with Jeremy Bradley.